Good afternoon. I'm Barbara Rollins with JAPIGA, which is an affiliate of Johns Hopkins University, and I will be presenting on behalf of my colleague Alicia Rosario, who's based in Malawi and unfortunately couldn't join us today. I'll be sharing with you the results of an evaluation of a national quality improvement initiative in infection prevention and reproductive health services in Malawi. And this was evaluation was jointly conducted by JAPIGA and the Malawi Ministry of Health, the Reproductive Health Unit of the Malawi Ministry of Health. I have no relationships to disclose. And I wanted to start off by giving you a quick overview of the evaluation, a little background about the interventions that are being evaluated. The primary purpose of the evaluation is to determine if there have been improvements in quality of care for reproductive health services and infection prevention practices at program facilities. The interventions being evaluated are a performance and quality improvement approach that is applied to reproductive health and infection prevention practices. And the approach or process really involves setting clinical performance standards, implementing the standards, measuring progress against the standards, and then rewarding achievements. And what this involves is setting up performance and quality improvement, or PQI, teams at healthcare facilities that consist of healthcare workers. And they use the standards, which are in a clinical checklist format, to assess their own services as a peer assessment process. And they identify gaps in performance between the actual performance that they observe using the tool and the desired performance as laid out in the tool. And then they develop action plans and implement strategies to improve the quality of care, primarily using the resources already available to them at their facilities. And I would say this is, again, primarily a process that's designed as a management process to empower facility-based teams. And I would add that the process began, JAPIGA began working with implementing the PQI process for infection prevention in Malawi in 2001. And then the Ministry of Health asked JAPIGA to implement the process for reproductive health services starting in 2006. And as of now, the two sets of standards documents have now been approved by the Malawi Ministry of Health, and the quality improvement process has been institutionalized there, and they have instituted a recognition component whereby facilities that achieve at least 80% of the standards, as verified by external assessment teams, receive a recognition certificate that's provided to them in a formal ceremony. And the last thing I'll mention about the intervention is that at the time of this evaluation, the recognition component had been implemented for the facilities that were implementing the infection prevention practices component of the intervention, but not yet for the facilities implementing the reproductive health component of the intervention. And then regarding the evaluation design, this is a post-only quasi-experimental design where we're comparing intervention and facilities with facilities that did not implement the intervention. External assessment teams visited the facilities and conducted assessments using the clinical performance standards assessment tools. They also conducted interviews with health workers at the facilities. And we also collected service statistics over a five-year period, both preceding the implementation of the reproductive health intervention and following the intervention. And we collected statistics related both to use of services as well as implementation of evidence-based practices. So our study sample for the reproductive health component included 8 intervention facilities and 8 comparison facilities. These were all district hospitals, government district hospitals. For the infection prevention part of the evaluation, we looked at 9 intervention facilities and 5 comparison facilities. And these were a mix of government hospitals as well as hospitals affiliated with the Christian Health Association of Malawi, primarily because most of the government hospitals had already implemented the infection prevention intervention. We conducted 139 clinical observations using the assessment tool at the reproductive health facilities and 42 observations at the infection prevention facilities. We also did interviews with 363 healthcare providers, but we didn't have too many significant findings for that part of the evaluation, so this presentation will focus on the results of using the clinical observation checklist. These are the primary questions we were looking at. Basically, is performance or quality of services for reproductive health services, specifically family planning, antenatal care, labor and delivery, and postnatal care, better at intervention facilities compared with comparison facilities? Is service utilization and use of evidence-based practices better at reproductive health intervention facilities? Is job satisfaction and perceived quality of care better among providers at intervention facilities? Are infection prevention practices better at intervention facilities? And is job satisfaction and perceived quality of care better among providers at infection prevention intervention facilities? And to move on to the findings for the reproductive health facilities. The initial bivariate analysis where we compared quality of care or compliance with standards in the different reproductive health service delivery areas revealed that there was significantly better compliance with standards for antenatal care patients and family planning patients at the intervention facilities. After that, we did a regression analysis where we actually looked at the verification criteria that make up the individual standards and ran a mean score for that. So, for example, a standard might be something like, did the provider appropriately decontaminate the instruments? And then there would be specific criteria associated with that standard to determine whether or not the provider met that standard. And in this analysis, we looked at the mean scores for all those different verification criteria that make up the individual standards. And what we found that across all the reproductive health services examined, that there was a significant improvement in better compliance with the standards across the reproductive health service delivery areas. And this analysis was adjusted for a region in Malawi, which region the facilities were located in Malawi. There are three different regions in Malawi. For antenatal care services, we saw there was marginally significant better performance among antenatal care providers. And then we found significantly better compliance with standards in the postnatal care service delivery areas, and in the labor and delivery area, we did not find a significant difference. So when we look at what specific standards or practices are better in the intervention facilities for family planning, we found that 2 of 16 standards were better. For example, establishment of a cordial relationship with the client. For antenatal care, 3 of the 17 standards were better at intervention facilities, including conducting the physical and obstetric exam. In the labor and delivery area, we only found 1 significant better performance at intervention facilities, and that was use of the partograph. But this is marginally significant, but we think it's important because this is an important tool for monitoring progress in labor and detecting obstructed labor. And then in the postnatal care service delivery area, we found that counseling with a partner and other family members on psychosocial support was marginally significant better in the intervention facilities. We looked at service statistics for provision of C-section at intervention and comparison facilities for the reproductive health component of the evaluation. And as you can see in this graph, we found an upward trend in the number of C-sections being performed at intervention facilities compared with comparison facilities. And again, we think this is important because C-section is underutilized in Malawi, and obstructed labor is often delayed in being detected by healthcare workers, and this can lead to poor outcomes. So we feel like this may be related to improved use of the partograph at intervention facilities. And then findings for the infection prevention component of the evaluation. Their regression analysis showed that overall there was better performance of infection prevention practices at the intervention facilities. We looked at three specific service delivery areas at the hospitals, evaluated the casualty, medical, and surgical wards, the operating room, and the waste disposal area. And we found significantly better performance at the casualty, medical, and surgical wards, but not in the operating room and waste disposal areas overall. But we did look at those service delivery areas. We looked at each of the standards separately, and we did find some significantly better performance of specific standards in the different service delivery areas. For example, in the casualty, medical, and surgical ward, they were more likely to have written guidelines for infection prevention control practices. They had better compliance with disposal of medical waste and instruments, hand hygiene, et cetera. And here are a few of the other significant findings. In the operating room, there were four standards that were significantly better in the intervention facilities, including having written guidelines and decontamination of instruments. There are a few limitations to the study and lessons learned that I wanted to share with you. It was a post-only evaluation study design, and we had a fairly small number of observations. We did have to deal with limited resources, et cetera, so we did get the largest number of observations we could with the resources available to us that would allow us to make some statistically significant comparisons. We had a little trouble, we think, with the data collection tool we use for looking at the healthcare workers' perceptions of quality and satisfaction with their working environment. The tool, parts of the tool had been tested before, but this was really the first time that we used some of the questions in the tool, and we think it may not have been sensitive enough to pick up some variations between the intervention and control sites. And the other thing I wanted to point out was, again, the recognition component of the intervention had not yet been implemented at the reproductive health care sites, and we think that is the part of the intervention that really is going to have the most effect on service utilization. We think the communities were probably not yet aware that quality had improved to a large extent at some of these healthcare facilities. And then, as is common in many healthcare facilities in developing countries, there was high turnover at staff at these facilities. And lastly, we had some limitations in terms of the quality of the service statistic data that we had collected, and some of it we just basically was not usable, so we weren't able to really fully look at some of the service use statistics and provision of evidence-based services. But in general, we feel confident concluding that the quality of care for reproductive health services was better at intervention facilities, specifically in the postnatal care service delivery area and family planning areas. Provision of C-sections was higher and increasing, had an upward trend over a five-year period. There were no differences in service utilization, and there were no differences in terms of provider satisfaction. For the infection prevention component of the intervention, we did find that there was improved performance of infection prevention practices, specifically in the casualty, medical, and surgical wards at the facilities. But in terms of provider perceptions, I won't say there were no significant differences, but we really found one significant difference where providers in intervention facilities reported that perceptions of quality of infection prevention practices was higher, but that was really the only difference we were able to detect with the health worker interviews. But overall, we would like to say that we feel the performance and quality improvement interventions did have a positive effect on the intervention facilities. It is a low-cost, facility-driven intervention, and it has been taken up and institutionalized by the Malawi Ministry of Health. And the photo in the corner here shows a ceremony, a reward ceremony that was conducted for Mzuzu Central Hospital, where the Deputy Minister of Health at the time for Malawi is presenting a recognition certificate to the director of the hospital. So this intervention has become very high profile in Malawi and has provided some very visible rewards to the facility-based teams that have participated in it. Thank you.